When Yahweh was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, Yahweh has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "Surely as Yahweh lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that Yahweh is about to take your master away from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "but do not speak of it." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. Yahweh has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "Surely as Yahweh lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that Yahweh is about to take your master away from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "but do not speak of it." Elijah said to him, "Stay here. Yahweh has sent me to the Jordan River." And he replied, "As surely as Yahweh lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men of the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to his right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha replied, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." "You have asked for a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I am taken away from you, it will be yours. Otherwise not." As they were walking and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. And Elisha saw it. And he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and the horses of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. And then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them apart. And he picked up the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it, asking, "Where now is Yahweh, the God of Elijah?" And when he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went down to meet him, and they bowed to the ground before him. "Look," they said, "we, your servants, we have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the spirit of Yahweh has picked him up and set him on top of a mountain."
"Oh, or a valley?"
"Yeah, or a valley." Elisha replied, "No, don't send them." But they persisted.
Please.
Until he was too embarrassed to refuse. So he said, "Go, send them." And so they sent 50 men who searched for 3 days but didn't find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them, "Didn't I tell you not to go?"